Welcome you in on a basketball-filled Thursday edition of the Todd Brumwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, as well as online at kgymradio.com. We've got buttons at the ready to man the phones for us today. The number to reach the studios, 319-366-1600, the First Federal Credit Union text line. Don't forget, you can visit firstfedcu.com/KGYM for details on how opening a new checking account will land you $200. Former Hawkeye standout Jess Settles dropping by tonight at 5 o'clock. We'll preview Iowa and Maryland from the Xfinity Center, a 7:30 tip-off coming your way on the Big Ten Network this evening. Iowa State and you and I in the books last night. Panthers win, Cyclones lose. All that. Plus, it is Thursday. I've been struggling with my days of the week, as Mark Dukes was kind enough to remind me the other day. Today is Thursday. This will seem out of place. Love it or leave it. And we're going to get to love it or leave it coming up in 25 minutes. But the reason that it's 25 minutes down the road, Alex, is there's a lot to get to today, basketball related. Let's go ahead and start with a story that I think doesn't really surprise a whole lot of people here in Eastern Iowa, but Brad Davison, the Wisconsin villain slash goon, calling back to last night's program, depending on how you want to categorize him, did indeed get suspended by the Big Ten. One game for, again, hooking the leg, according to Greg Gard, Wisconsin's coach. And there's plenty of Wisconsin basketball news to get to today. We may as well be on the air in Madison or Milwaukee. A one-game suspension for Brad Davison. Does the punishment fit the crime? 319-366-1600. First of all, are you surprised to see the Big Ten suspend him?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think one game, you know what? That's fine. He sits for one game, and if he does it again, then you suspend him beyond that. But the funny part about this, I'm not chastising your question or anything, because Greg Gard,
we could have a good fight one of these days. If you don't like something that I ask, you just come at me throwing punches.
No, Greg Gard says he doesn't understand why he got suspended.
I had a co-host that used to do that occasionally.
How does Greg Gard not understand how he got suspended?
Greg Gard doesn't understand a lot of things, apparently.
I know he's not that stupid. Your player intentionally punched somebody in the nether regions. That's a suspendable offense. If that's not suspendable, what is suspendable? 319-366-1600.
Does the punishment fit the crime? Should the suspension have been longer? Are you surprised that we've seen the Big Ten step in with disciplinary actions before, but it did catch me a little off guard. Now, this is not the first time that he's done something like this, and I think his past finally caught up to him here. But a one-game suspension, is this the end of it? Are we moving on? I hope so. We're moving on to Maryland. Iowa is anyway tonight. The Hawkeyes taking on the Terrapins. We mentioned the other Wisconsin news story today. We did not see Kobe King at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Monday night. He was remaining in Madison, Wisconsin's second leading scorer, citing a personal issue. And again, Greg Gard soft shoot his way around this on Monday night after the game was over when he was asked about it by Jim Polzine, who covers the program. Kobe King is out for the remainder of the season. He's walking away from the Wisconsin basketball program, and it certainly sounds as if the initial reporting, the indications were that Kobe King was not happy with the direction of the program, especially the direction of the program under Greg Gard. Sounds as if that were true. So Greg Gard has bigger issues right now than worrying about Brad Davison being suspended for a game, at least in my opinion.
I think one of the more consistent programs in the Big Ten from a basketball standpoint has been Wisconsin, and right now they're anything but stable. There's all kinds of instability with that program right now under Greg Gard. And I think Wisconsin is going to Barry Alvarez is going to have a decision to make this offseason, because things are starting to spiral out of control. There was a sort of a Twitter war going on between a former Wisconsin commit, Tyler Hero, who eventually decommitted from the program and went to Kentucky and has become a star in the NBA.
Plays for the Heat, right?
Plays for the Miami Heat. It was an outstanding...
God, why do I know that? Did you just ever know something and then you're almost ashamed that you know that?
Ashamed that you know where Tyler Hero plays in the NBA? He's good, by the way. But he went on Twitter and basically said that he defended Kobe King's actions and said he's going to a place that's the best for him.
Basically said you got to look out for number one in no uncertain terms.
And he also said that...
And then he dropped the hammer.
Yeah, he said that if he was at Wisconsin, went to Wisconsin, he'd still be at Wisconsin. He wouldn't be in the NBA. And he said that there are a lot of players in the state of Wisconsin that would want to go play for the Badgers if it weren't for that system.
Which I think, and we've discussed before, and this is not a new talking point with Wisconsin and the style of play. Again, it goes back to Dick Bennett when he was there, and Bo Ryan, and now Greg Gard, this slow it down, muck it up, sort of it. What it does is it takes another team out of its rhythm. You cannot get into an offensive rhythm when the other team is holding the ball for 20, 25 seconds every possession and they're not allowing you to run and find your game. It succeeds to a certain extent, and nobody complains about it when you're winning. When Wisconsin's going to the Final Four under Bo Ryan, I don't think too many people were complaining about Wisconsin's style of play other than people who had to watch it who were not Wisconsin fans. Now that they're 9-11 or whatever it is, they're losing games, people are complaining.
Is it the system or is it the coach?
Because in this instance, I think it's the coach.
Yeah, because would people be complaining if Tony Bennett was coaching there? Same system. If they had the same results that Virginia does year in and year out, would people be complaining? No.
0050 on the First Federal Credit Union text line brings up an intriguing name. Ben Jacobson would be a good fit at Wisconsin, according to that texter.
So I'll be completely honest. Yesterday, we brought up the last go-around of when Bo Ryan retired in the middle of the season. He wanted to give Greg Gard every opportunity to get the job. And it was clear that Barry Alvarez was not necessarily all in on Greg Gard. So he retires in the middle of the season. Gard takes over. It takes a team from losing in the early season to Wisconsin-Milwaukee. They get better as the year goes along. They get all the way to the Sweet 16, forces Barry Alvarez's hands, and makes Greg Gard the next coach. At the time, there were a lot of rumors about the fact that there was a connection between Wisconsin and Coach Jacobson. I brought that up yesterday. That was the worst-kept secret out there.
You know, Barry didn't like Bo Ryan because Bo Ryan was almost as popular as Barry.
Right.
And then you got two alphas together, and it usually doesn't end well. And Bo Ryan pulled the ultimate alpha move when he forced Barry Alvarez to hire Bo Ryan's guy as the replacement, the interim. He made him the interim coach with a team that would be almost impossible not to succeed with, and therefore he had to give him the job to stick around. Rob in Iowa City, the only way that gif would possibly be better on the text line would be if it involved everybody's favorite orange NHL mascot. 319-366-1600, by the way, is the text line. Leading off the program today with you and I and Iowa State having played last night and Iowa playing tonight with Wisconsin basketball, because of course we are. Why not? Davison suspended for a game. Their number two scorer is stepping away from the program. You've got a former commit who Wisconsin would have been fun to think about with him in a Badger uniform, but according to him, he'd still be wearing one. He wouldn't be in the NBA, and there's something to be said about that. College basketball, especially with the one-and-done rule, guys look for the programs that will get them noticed and into the league. I said Mariel Shaq was a great example of that. I don't know how he wound up at Virginia initially, because that style of play is not suited for somebody who had his natural talents for the game, and he looked so much better at Iowa State last year than he ever would have had he stayed at Virginia playing for Tony Bennett, an immensely successful coach who plays the exact same style of basketball that his father did, and it's like watching paint dry. But when you're winning 24 games a year, you don't mind the paint drying.
See, but that's the other thing. If you're winning 26 games a year, your players are getting noticed. Mariel Shayok was sort of an example of a guy who maybe didn't fit in that system, but went somewhere else and found a place where he could showcase his talents. He probably would have been better off going somewhere else. But look at somebody like Ty Jerome. Look at somebody like DeAndre Hunter last year, who goes into that system. They win a national championship. He jumps up all the way from maybe a fringe first rounder to a top four pick. I think he was the number four overall pick last year. But at Wisconsin, if you have Greg Gard coaching and you're winning 17 games a year, your players aren't really going to get noticed. And I think that's the determining thing right here. I don't think it's the system. I think that type of system fits Wisconsin. It's what they've always had. And if we know anything about Wisconsin, they stick to what's worked. Clearly, they do it in football because they are still running exactly the same style of offense and defense as they always have. But if you don't have an elite-level coach at that, and that coach is just, quite frankly, not very good, then things do go south in a hurry.
Find what works for you and master it. And the University of Wisconsin has been pretty good with that from both a football and a basketball standpoint. 366-1600, Iowa and Maryland. We will preview that game tonight coming up at 5 o'clock with Jess Settles, former Hawkeye standout. You see him often on the Big Ten Network. Something's got to give tonight. Maryland has won three straight since losing in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes have a winning streak of their own. And by the way, stick around because at 5:30 tonight, Buttons is going to give somebody an opportunity to take home a pair of tickets. I love how he perks up every time he hears his name. He's like a little puppy dog. Every time I say Buttons, I just, out of the corner of my eye, I see him perking up on the other side of the glass. He has for you tonight a pair of tickets to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK coming to the U.S. Cellular Center on February 15th. It is Korn's 2020 winter tour, and you can buy those tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You can buy them at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, or you can listen at 5:30 tonight. We're not going to make you jump through any hoops. No 7 questions in 60 seconds. Just join us at 5:30 tonight. Your chance to win tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin with special guest Bones UK at the U.S. Cellular Center. Last night, let's get back to last night here. Iowa State, I thought something was fishy with that line, 4.5, 5 points, number one team in the country. Baylor had taken care of them in Waco. Nothing fishy about that game last night. Baylor took care of business. Steve Prohm lost his temper. Iowa State, to me, looks like a mess right now. They are 9-11, 20 games into the season. I don't think they know what's going on right now. That's not a good look, to be 20 games into a season and to appear that out of sorts.
Right now they have two players that can score the basketball, Rasheer Bolton and Tyrese Halliburton. And Tyrese Halliburton is not necessarily a primary scorer. He's a guy that sets other people up and a facilitator. The problem is he has nobody to facilitate the ball to. They can't make three-point shots. They're struggling defensively. They're struggling offensively. This is a scary position for Iowa State basketball to be in because Steve Prohm is going to have a lot of soul-searching to do. Right now, this is not a very good team, and chances are they're going to lose their best player off of a not very good team after this season, in all what already looks like a lost season. So the schedule doesn't get any easier. They played with Baylor for 2/3 of that game last night, and then a good old 17-2 run stretched a 5-point lead into a 20-point lead for the number one team in the country. I don't know how it's going to get better, but Steve Prohm has to do something, or else he runs the risk of this thing spiraling completely out of control. Now, the cavalry is not coming this year, but in the future, can he go out and get another graduate transfer like Mariel Shayok? Can he go out and get another one-and-done type player, or a NBA talent like Talen Horton Tucker? Because they desperately need one, and this team, quite frankly, is just not very good.
23-25 on the text line, speculating whether or not Halliburton would just shut it down for the year to prevent injury. You know, I'm not inside a kid's head, but he certainly wouldn't be the first person to do that. I would hate to see that, but if the season continues to circle the drain, and, I mean, we're 2 seconds away from having to reach for the plunger here with Iowa State basketball, the Texas game is not going to be easy, in my opinion, because Texas really needs that win.
And they have to go on the road to beat them.
Yeah.
And they've been awful in Austin. Even with their good teams, they've been bad in Austin.
So, Iowa State fans, where are you today on Steve Prohm and your program this season? 319-366-1600. You can get the conversation jump-started with us either on the text line or by giving Buttons a call. The number again, 366-1600, but an easy cover at the sports books last night for the number one team in the country is Baco, as Baylor from Waco goes into Ames and wins easily at Hilton Coliseum.
25-23 says perhaps transfers aren't the way to grow a team. Here's the problem right now that Steve Prohm is facing. He brought in some really good high school players, and after this year, there's a chance that all of them might be gone already. Now, he didn't, gosh darn, I am Lindell Wiggins. I don't believe that was that was his first recruit, wasn't it? That was one of his first recruits. So Lindell Wiggins and Talen Horton Tucker, Tyrese Halliburton, those three guys were going to be the centerpiece of this team for at least 2 or 3 years. After this season, Tyrese Halliburton will probably be the last one on campus, and he will be gone before the start of next year. So I feel for him in that sense, but that's going to put a lot of pressure on some of these other guys to develop who are still only freshmen and sophomores. Guys like George Condit and Trey Jackson and Caleb Grill. It's just not a good spot to be in. They're caught in the middle.
Condit and the bigs did not necessarily do anything to help the cause last night in Ames. That was part of Steve Prohm's problem. It is interesting, though. You know, we've got people on the text line saying maybe transfers aren't the answer. We heard that for years from Iowa fans when Fred Hoiberg was in Ames, and it worked wonders. Fred Hoiberg is the master of bringing in all of these misfit toys, putting them on the court, and winning games. When it works wonderfully. So I wouldn't necessarily – is it even politically correct anymore to say that there's multiple ways to skin a cat, or does that get to the PETA people and then further up the chain?
Yeah, why would you want to skin a cat?
Complaints. Look, on the list of things that have come out of my mouth this week on the program, it might not even make the top 10 of things most concerning with the listeners, but there are multiple ways to win games, to build a team, to build a program. Steve Prohm right now, I think we're quickly going down the path of almost looking at having to rebuild. And instead of reloading, you're rebuilding. And you never really want to be rebuilding. Reloading is always much better than rebuilding. And as you said, you couldn't necessarily foresee some of the roster decisions that weren't necessarily his to make, but you had kids leave that maybe weren't ready to leave. I don't think this is the exact roster that he would have liked to have gone to battle with this year, but it's the circumstance at this point, and now you got to figure out a way to deal with it. They're still messing with rotations, and it's just they look discombobulated, and it's 20 games into the season, and it can't feel good if you're an Iowa State fan. Let's go to the phone lines. 866-1600. We got Craig with us in Marion. Craig, what are your thoughts?
Well, as a season ticket holder, it's been a rough year. So I agree with what you guys have said throughout the season and certainly today, and watching it last night in person definitely doesn't make it any easier. My big thing with Prohm is obviously he's a great recruiter and has a good staff, but what I've been saying for really after his first year of coaching, much like Fred Hoiberg, he needs Bobby Lutz or some type of bench coach to help him manage the game, because I really don't feel like as a fan he's doing a good job of substituting. And then also, you know, you guys mentioned you watched the game last night. We still have players that are getting lots of playing time that aren't being held accountable for continuing to take bad shots or, frankly, just missing wide open shots. And at some point in time, you have to say, look, if you can't make a 20-foot jump shot when you're open, perhaps you need to take a dribble and move in 2 or 3 feet and try and shoot from there. Or maybe you should drive the basket. You know, one of the things, I'm certainly no fan of Fran McCaffrey's as far as a coach goes, but one of the great things that he does is when his teams aren't playing well, they drive the basket and they get to the free throw line. And that's one thing that Iowa State has not done much of this year, is shoot free throws.
So, Craig, let me ask you this before we let you go. What do you want to see over the next couple weeks here out of this team that would maybe make you feel a little bit more comfortable about the direction?
I think I'd like to see more of a commitment of getting the ball into the post. You know, Baylor's probably a bad matchup for our post players based on how athletic Baylor's posts are. However, Iowa State's got, I disagree with one of the things you guys said. Iowa State does have a great chance with this part of the schedule. They have to play Texas twice. It's true, we play terrible down at Texas, but we also play terrible other places on the road too. But we have K-State, 2 games against K-State. We've got 2 games against Texas. We have another game at home against TCU. We get to play Oklahoma State again. We get to play Oklahoma again. We have an opportunity to finish close to 500 in the conference. But quite frankly, we've got to make a commitment to getting the ball inside. And we also have to make a commitment to driving to the basket instead of just taking shot after shot. If you're still going to be shooting 25% and shooting 33-pointers, that's the biggest thing that has to change, and players have to be held accountable for that. I think that's the coach's job to do that.
Great stuff, Craig. We appreciate the input, and as always, thanks for listening. 319-366-1600 if you would like to follow Craig. I know you'll mention you and I on the big board here coming up shortly. We haven't even gotten to the Panthers yet, but you and I with a very nice win. They mopped the floor again with Missouri State last night, to the point where whoever ran Missouri State's Twitter account was crying about it on social media that you and I still had its starters in the game late. But the Panthers finish off the regular season sweep, and due to an upset in the Missouri Valley last night, you had Illinois State knocking off Loyola in Normal. The Panthers now find themselves alone in first place in the MVC standings. Drake suffered a heartbreaking loss in Terre Haute last night. Former Hawkeye Christian Williams, did you see this? The buzzer beater. Couple seconds remaining on the clock. They go full court, drives the lane, tosses it up, and it falls. So Drake winds up losing by 2 on the road last night. They were one of the teams right there in the mix in the MVC as well. So Gary Rima's UNI Panthers atop the MVC all alone in first place. And a reminder, you can hear Iowa State and UNI right here on Eastern Iowa's home for the Cyclones and the Panthers. KGYM, let's get you that big board update as promised. Here's Alex.
The 18th ranked Iowa Hawkeyes have a showdown in College Park with number 15 Maryland tonight. The two teams met back on January 10th as Iowa pummeled the Terrapins 67-49 in Iowa City. Iowa looks for the season sweep to move ahead of Maryland and to move ahead of Maryland, I should say, in the Big Ten standings, as both teams currently hold identical 6-3 league records. The Iowa State men's upset bid over number 1 Baylor was foiled about midway through the second half of last night's game. Baylor led Iowa State by just 5 points with 12 minutes remaining when they proceeded to go on a 17-2 run to stretch the lead out to 20 points and sweep the season series over the Iowa State Cyclones. The loss drops Iowa State to 9-11 overall, 2-5 in the Big 12. The UNI men finished off an absolutely dominant season sweep over Missouri State last night with a 95-66 win at the McLeod Center. A.J. Green was magnificent, scoring 27 points and hauling in 6 rebounds. The Panthers moved to 18-3 on the season, more importantly, 7-2 in the MVC. And as Todd said, they're all alone in first place in the MVC at this point. Another note, the Panthers outscored Missouri State by a combined 52 points in the two meetings this season. The Iowa women are back on the floor tonight, and they're tipping off in just about an hour and a half in State College, Pennsylvania. Penn State is the opponent at 6 p.m. The Nittany Lions are 7-13 on the season, and the Hawkeyes are looking for their 9th consecutive win.
All right, that gets you up to date on what's going on the sports scene and what went down last night. Again, a big win for you and I. Had an opportunity to catch a little bit of Gary and Kevin on the radio, and then flipped over as I was running an errand to catch John on 1600 AM. Was initially listening when things were looking optimistic for Iowa State, and then, as you said, things went sideways, and we wound up sitting here today talking about a 9-11 program and where they go from here. It's not going to be easy, although, and Craig is optimistic about the schedule. He's not as dire about the schedule as other people are.
They have some winnable games, but a lot of road games. That's what I'm looking at.
I see a lot of road games, but I also see games where in previous years you would have automatically put them into the win column, and with the inconsistencies that this bunch has exhibited this year, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. It wouldn't surprise me if they wound up losing a game or two that normally you would look at and say, that's a win, especially at Hilton Coliseum. Because it's not, at least in recent times, it hasn't been a building where you can go in and assume that they're going to win. They've had a couple struggles there within the last couple years. Still a very difficult environment. Any major college home arena is tough to go in and win. That's what the Hawkeyes are trying to do tonight at the Xfinity Center. Maryland, pretty good at home, but the Hawkeyes, Maryland couldn't figure out what to do with Luka Garza the last time when they met. Was it January 10th? So we're about 2.5-3 weeks ago. If they didn't have an answer for Luka Garza the first time, are they going to have one for him tonight? That's my big question with this game, and we'll ask somebody who knows a heck of a lot more about basketball than I do. Jess Settles is going to join us coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. We need to take a quick timeout. When we come back, not hearing things, do Love It or Leave It on Thursday instead of tomorrow. We'll explain after this.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team had a busy week with 4 games scheduled. On Monday night, Xavier fell to Class 4A number 2 rated Cedar Falls 61-45. On Tuesday, the Saints bounced back with a 50-43 road win at Western Dubuque. Xavier will host Linmar in a girl-boy doubleheader tomorrow night and take on Charles City at 8 on Saturday over at Kennedy. The girls basketball team topped Western Dubuque on Tuesday night 57-30. The Class 4A number 6 rated Saints were led by Avery Beckman with 14 points. The girls will host Linmar tomorrow at the opener of the doubleheader at Xavier for Hall of Fame night, and you can catch the game here on KGYM. The Xavier wrestling team will take part in a quad meet at Mount Vernon tonight, and the Xavier bowling teams will be at Lancer Lanes for the MVC Mississippi Division meet this evening.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
The Iowa Attorney General's Office has dedicated a hotline for survivors of clergy abuse. Advocates are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. to take confidential reports and refer survivors to resources. Know that you are not alone. Your story could help us better understand the issue and what actions to take. To make a confidential report, call 855-620-7000 or visit iowaattorneygeneral.gov.
Sponsored by the Office of the Iowa Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in. A reminder, Jeff Settle's joining us tonight in about 25 minutes. He'll break down Iowa and Maryland as well as share his thoughts on this weekend's Hawkeye home game, a sellout at Carver Hawkeye Arena on Super Bowl Sunday against the Illinois Fighting Illini, a team that Jess certainly has no love for. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Also tonight, 5:30, your chance to tune in and listen for your chance to tune in and win tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin along with Bones UK. It's the winter tour, the 2020 winter tour for Korn. They're coming to the U.S. Cellular Center again, always a very popular show. You can get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. You can get them at the box office downtown, or, again, stick with us until 5:30. You're going to have an opportunity to take them off our hands tonight. Still getting used to the opportunity here to do 2 hours instead of three, and as such, trying to figure out where certain things fit in best. And with tomorrow, we're going to have Lee Sterling stopping by, one of our favorite guests, the man behind the genius that is Paramount Sports, going to share his thoughts on the Super Bowl and prop bets and hopefully make our listeners some money. We're also previewing the Super Bowl with
Matt Verderam of FanSided.
Matt Verderam and Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will be here in the 5 o'clock hour. So there's no place to put love it or leave it on Friday, so we're doing it today.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Shoot for a split, Todd.
Shoot for a split. I'm going to love this, and that's my approach here if I'm Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes during this two-game stretch. Now, obviously, Fran and the team want to go 2-0 over the next two games, but I think it's a tall order to try to win both tonight on the road at Maryland and Sunday at home against an Illinois team that I'm going to be really interested to see how these two teams match up with one another, because Illinois, this may be the most talented Illinois team we've seen come to Carver Hawkeye Arena, and I couldn't even begin to say when. It's been a while since they've had the type of players that Brad Underwood has this year, and Illinois plays well on the road. One of the few teams in the Big Ten, I think they've got the most road wins, at least they did yesterday. When I was looking at the standings, they've got more road wins than any other team in the Big Ten. So if I'm Iowa, you never want to settle for anything less than perfection. But I think you have to approach this as you shoot for the split. So if Iowa loses tonight, and they very well could, the Hawkeyes are a 4.5-5-point underdog at the Xfinity Center. If they lose tonight, it's not the end of the world. You've got to come back and you've got to take care of business on Sunday afternoon against the Illini. But if you can get out of this little two-game mini window here at 500, win one, lose one, I don't think it's the end of the world. So that's how I approach these two games from an outside perspective, because they're both tough. Maryland got embarrassed. I mean, they had their manhood called into question by the Hawkeyes on January 10th. They got embarrassed on a national stage. This wasn't a 2 or 3 point loss. They didn't lose in a buzzer beater. They got de-pantsed. So you know they're going to be mad tonight. They're going to look for revenge. And then, as I said, Illinois plays really well away from the State Farm Center. They've got athletes, Kofi Coburn, Luca Garza. It's going to be a fun one. So I totally understand why that game sold out. But I'll love this. If they can get the split here, things are A-OK for the Hawkeyes.
Number two.
I feel like we've covered this already. Choppy waters.
We sort of did. I leave this. Iowa State right now is in a place where I didn't foresee them being, if I rewind 365 days. You look at the roster that they had last year, and one of the texters pointed out that maybe graduate transfers and transfers aren't really the way to build a program. I thought that Steve Prohm's team last year was sort of the combination of the two, where Mariel Shayok and Nick Weiler-Babb were two very important pieces, but there was this kind of combination of two really good recruiting class of high school kids with Lindell Wigginton and Talen Horton Tucker and Tyrese Halliburton and remember Cameron Lard?
Wait a minute, are we remembering guys?
We're remembering Cameron Lard.
Oh, the greatest type of radio. Remembering guys.
But that was...
I do it all the time. I'm not making fun of anybody else. We do it all the time here.
That was a young core where people were excited about the possibility of those guys sticking around and building something with Steve Prohm because it looked very promising. And now all of a sudden, fast forward, Cameron Lard is no longer on campus. Lindell Wigginton is no longer on campus. And Talen Horton Tucker is in the G League. And after this season, Tyrese Halliburton is going to be in the NBA, and it's just time to turn the page. It's time to quickly turn the page from something where you thought you had something, and it just didn't pan out to the point that you wanted it to. So how quickly can Steve Prohm do this? How quickly can he bring in help for the roster next year? How well can this team play down the stretch, as Craig, who called in, pointed out they have some winnable games. Can they win those games? Can they win games at home? Can they go on the road and beat some teams that are very beatable in the Big 12? These next couple of months and into next season are going to be very important for Steve Prohm because he's got to just say, all right, let's put everything that we thought we had completely behind us and let's move on. And that's a tough thing to do sometimes.
They do have Xavier Foster. The text they line do. Has reminded See, us that Xavier Foster is coming in next year.
He is, and I think Xavier Foster is a fine player and a really good talent. I think he's going to be a guy that takes a couple years to develop.
Bigs always take time to develop. Look
be
at Luca Garza.
With him.
So there you go.
Number three.
All alone in first place.
You and I'm going to love this. The Panthers taking care of business last night at the McLeod Center against Missouri State. They finish off the regular season sweep, coupled with I'll call it a very surprising loss. I certainly didn't think Loyola was going to drop that game to Illinois State last night in Normal, but that's exactly what happened. And now you and I is alone in first place. What does that mean? Absolutely nothing. Because unfortunately, I still think the Missouri Valley is going to be a one-bid league this year. Unless you and I can somehow build its resume up to the point where losing in the championship game in St. Louis would get them in as an at-large. I know the net ranking, are they at 49? They're in the upper
40s.
So they're
as
they're
of
flirting,
a couple of days ago.
They're flirting with the 50s. I know, was it Sagarin? They're much lower, but... We've been fed this line about the net rankings is really what the NCAA committee looks at. And you're going to see, mock brackets that have you and I in as an 11 or as a 12 right now. They're alone in first place. I think they've got a great shot at winning the regular season title. But unfortunately, I don't think that matters this year. I think it all comes down to what you and I is able to do when it gets to St. Louis in March. And that tournament can be a crapshoot sometimes. So big win last night for you and I, certainly something for the Panthers to celebrate. But this season, I'm just not sure there's anything they can do at this point to make the case other than grabbing the auto bid in St. Louis.
Number four.
greatness is not cumulative.
I talked about this on my Sports View earlier today, but when you're watching the Super Bowl, I feel like there are so many people out there that when we're judging players, oh, it's too early to proclaim this. It's too early to proclaim that. I've never bought into that. Patrick Mahomes, to me, is doing things that I've never seen a quarterback do. And it's okay to say things like that. It's okay to say that his first 2 years may be the greatest 2 years by a quarterback ever. We don't have to sit here and constantly compare him to Tom Brady or constantly compare him to Peyton Manning or Joe Montana or John Elway. What we can say is he's great right now. And I don't think that there's a problem with that. Revel in greatness. I always try to appreciate the people who are the best at what they do. LeBron James, Connor McDavid, Patrick Mahomes. It's okay to look at Mike Trout right now and say he's one of the greatest baseball players of all time and not have to constantly get into an argument with somebody. So I Chiefs fans, I know you're already there. But fans of the NFL, it's okay to watch the Super Bowl and soak in just how unbelievable of a quarterback Patrick Mahomes is.
Number five.
Airing of the grievances.
Airing of the grievances. I got to be honest with you. I'm trying to remember what that one's about.
Does it have anything to do with Chris Bryant's grievance?
It does. Thank you very much. God, you're good. They need to give you a raise. I normally write myself notes. Oh, man. I turned 40 this year, and I think I'm losing it already. The arbiter, Major League Baseball's arbiter, ruled the other day that Chris Bryant does not get the extra year of service time on his record. The Cubs, in the eyes of Major League Baseball's arbitrator, did not manipulate his service time by keeping him in the minors for 24 hours before the cutoff, where he would be a free agent after this season as opposed to after the 2021 season. Bryant said he doesn't have any ill will toward the organization. I think that's a load of bunk. I think there's no way that he's signing a long-term extension with the team at this point. David Kaplan was reporting yesterday that while the Cubs have offered an extension to him, it's nowhere near the top echelon of what third basemen have been receiving lately, guys like Anthony Rendon, and that's not going to fly with Scott Boras. So we're at a crossroads here, this organization and this particular player, and I see people on social media who are saying, I can't believe people are lobbying the Cubs to trade him. It's not that we as fans want to see him traded. It's I understand where we're at here. And if he's not going to sign a long-term deal, I'd rather trade him at peak value, which he's at right now, as opposed to trying to, I think it's a fool's errand to try to win the next 2 years with him on the roster if you're not going to be able to put money into the team and make it better. So it seems insane to say this, especially 4 years after 2016. But the idea of him on the roster moving forward is getting harder and harder to come to terms with and to grasp. So if I'm the front office, I'm doing my due diligence. I don't think there's any way that he's happy with the situation. I think he's putting on a good front. I think he's trying to be an organizational guy to the end. He's trying to make the Cubs not look bad. But think about it. Your organization and your employer, you have a knockdown, drag-out fight where you're fighting over something and you lose. You got to go back to work the next day hat in hand, and you're not going to feel any animosity toward your boss or your other coworkers. I'm not buying this. I'm leaving it.
Number six.
Wisconsin basketball.
That's another discussion we had in the first half hour of the show. It's not in a good place right now. And I think that a lot of the problems have to do with who's manning the bench boss, and that's Greg Gard. Barry Alvarez, I think, is going to have to make a switch in the offseason. We've seen the drama right now with Brad Davison and his antics. And we've seen the second leading scorer for this team, for that team, Kobe King, leave the team because he doesn't like where the program is headed. We've seen some former commits come out and say that the system that they run is not suitable for players trying to get to the NBA. I think there's somewhere in the middle to reach here. I don't think the system is the problem. I think that for Wisconsin, they've never really concerned themselves with keeping the top-level talent from their state in their state. They're not looking at the McDonald's All-Americans and saying, we absolutely have to get them on campus. Their system has worked for a long time under Bo Ryan. But as I said in the first half hour, you have to have a good coach at what they do in order to make this work, just like any system. So Wisconsin's a place where they, if something works, they keep doing it, and they keep doing it, and they keep doing it because they think that's the way to do it. And I don't think they need to change that. If they bring in a guy, sorry, Panther fans, like Ben Jacobson, if they bring in another slow-it-down type coach who can recruit at a fairly high level and bring some success like Bo Ryan had, results are going to come, and he'll get players to the NBA. Look at Sam Decker. Look at Frank Kaminsky. Look at Devin Harris. Look at Nigel Hayes. Those guys did get to the NBA. Now, they're not exactly the factory like Kentucky is. It's not like they're churning guys out every year, but they had their fair share because of the success that they had. So I don't think Greg Gard's the right guy. I think they need to reevaluate who their coach needs to be, but they don't need to make any wholesale changes with their system because it's shown in the past that they can work. But Wisconsin right now, Wisconsin basketball as it stands right now, I leave it.
Number 7.
DEFCON 2.
That's where we're at with this disagreement between Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. And for those of you that have followed it, Major League Baseball is wanting to do away with several minor league teams after the 2020 season is complete, three of them possibly in the state of Iowa, at least two of them, the teams in Clinton and Burlington. Quad Cities is in a little bit of a limbo because some people say they're on this list of 42 teams. Others say that they're safe. But the two sides exchanged letters again yesterday, and they've now gotten to the point where they are on the brink of all-out nuclear war, where things could be blown up beyond the point of being able to be repaired, this relationship between MLB and the minors. And it's not good. And I'm going to leave this. Something needs to be done here to get these two sides to sit down and work out their differences. But they're so far apart right now, and the animosity has grown to a point where I can't see any resolution coming here that's going to make both sides happy. Major League Baseball's got all of the power here, so Minor League Baseball's trying to get the public on its side and get Congress on its side, which it has, I think, support from both of those entities. But this is not going to end well. It's worth watching if you're a minor league baseball fan.
Number 8.
20 years ago today.
I love this. 20 years ago today, a Cedar Rapids native playing for the St. Louis Rams led the Rams to their first and only Super Bowl victory. That would be Kurt Warner on January 30th, 2000 over the Tennessee Titans. What a fantastic game that was, and it's unbelievable at this point that that was already 20 years ago, but I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in third grade, and throughout that entire season, that was the first year that I had ever played organized football in my life. And the impact that team had on me, and Kurt Warner and Ray Agnew and Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and Marshall Faulk, it was immeasurable. And when things go south in life and you have these bad memories of the Rams leaving St. Louis, another franchise leaving your hometown, you can always say that they'll never be able to take that away from you. They will never be able to take the memory of 20 years ago today away from you when Mike Jones made that tackle against Kevin Dyson on the 1 yard line and the Rams won the Super Bowl.
Kurt Warner's jersey is hanging on the studio wall here.
And it is beautiful.
And Alex will never forget.
Number 9.
Did you say you were in third grade?
I was in third grade, Miss Fisher's class.
And I was at the University of Iowa.
Bingo.
Bingo. Oh,
that's
bingo
your,
is my, yes.
Bingo.
So people are wondering, man, what are you doing with all this extra free time that you have now that you get to go home to your family at 6 o'clock as opposed to 7 o'clock? Well, let me tell you, tonight I'm going home and we're having a birthday party for Bingo. Now, Bingo, we don't have a pet.
I was going to say, you have a dog now?
We don't. Bingo is my son's stuffed animal, one of a thousand that he has, but we got this particular stuffed bear at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics 3 years ago when he was there battling a pretty nasty illness. And me, being the idiot that I am, decided today that on the anniversary of receiving the bear at the hospital, that makes today the bear's birthday. And so we should have a party for Bingo tonight. And so now, because I said that, I had to go to the store today and buy cupcakes, and we're having a pizza party for a stuffed animal tonight when I get home. But it's Bingo's third birthday, and I love him almost as much as I love my son.
Is Bingo going to get cake all over his face?
He better not. I probably will, but it's just it's an excuse to have pizza and cupcakes tonight. Why not?
Number 10.
The quack attack is back. I know exactly what this is about.
See, Todd, I know how much you love kids' sports movies like The Sandlot and Rookie of the Year.
Huge fan.
Huge fan. Todd is the biggest fan of all of those movies. But growing up, the Mighty Ducks, Emilio Estevez, Gordon Bombay, Charlie Conway.
It's like an egg. You gotta treat it like an egg, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sail it. And then receive it. That was Gordon Bombay's way of coaching a bunch of ragtag kids who didn't know how to play hockey. And then by the end of the year, they were Pee Wee champs. Spoiler alert. But Disney Plus is coming out with a reboot. They're going to have a show where Gordon Bombay is back on the bench and he is coaching on Disney Plus, the Mighty Ducks.
AKA,
they're back.
Emilio Estevez needs money.
Ducks fly together. The quack attack is back.
Is he signed on for this, or are they just going to put another Gordon Bombay in there and pretend like?
Are you saying is Emilio Estevez signed on? Yes, he is.
He is.
He is back.
Okay,
that he's the centerpiece of this revamp.
And so he's, what is he? Wasn't the original one he got court ordered?
Yeah. So he
because he himself at
he
one
got a
point
DUI,
in time
he, and then
at one point in time he himself was a youth hockey star.
Youth hockey star.
And he missed
star.
A big shot or something like that.
He goes against his former Pee Wee coach who he didn't like very much.
That's right. That guy was a great villain.
Coach Riley.
That guy just looked like a bad guy.
And he was.
And lo and behold, here we are a couple decades later, and youth sports is now filled with those types of guys. 4:55, as we take a quick timeout. Jess Settles is still with us here on the other side of the top of the hour. 5:30 tonight, your chance to take home those tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin at the U.S. Cellular Center. Stick with us. More to come after this.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some SAP.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM. A walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits, a long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Get in the zone, get in the zone.
Time for an oil change? We're ready to help at AutoZone. We've got more ways to help you protect your engine and your wallet, like our great deals on STP oil, starting at just $16.99 for a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil. And if you need a tool for the job, you can borrow over 100 specialty ones with our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
60 seconds to tell you what you've got to look forward to over the next 60 minutes. Jess Settles, a guy who knows a thing or two about doing battle in the Big Ten, stops by to help preview Iowa and Maryland tonight. The Hawkeyes got the better of the Terrapins in their first meeting earlier this month. Can they finish off the regular season sweep? That's actually our poll question tonight at KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by the good folks at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast here in Cedar Rapids. Does Iowa finish off the regular season sweep of the Terps? Yes or no? Jess with us in just a few minutes. And then make sure you're listening tonight at 5:30. That's your next opportunity to take home a pair of tickets to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK. It's Korn's Winter Tour 2020, and it's coming to the U.S. Cellular Center February 15th, all that coming up for you in the next 60 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. As part of a tribute to Kobe Bryant at All-Star Weekend, the two teams will play to a target score in the fourth quarter, inspired by Bryant's jersey number 24. The first three quarters will be separate mini-games with money going to Chicago-area charities. Super Bowl 54 is 3 days away. ESPN's Dominique Foxworth says the 49ers need to have a good start.
I think what they want to do is build up a lead early. I think that's their best path to winning, is build up a lead, force the Chiefs to be one-dimensional, and then try to blitz Patrick Mahomes.
Dominique Foxworth on the ESPN Daily podcast. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott tells ESPN Sage Steele he's confident he'll get a new contract during the offseason. The two sides have been talking on and off for more than a year. Without a new deal, Prescott would become a free agent March 18th. ESPN's Buster Olney reports the Red Sox are heavily into trade talks with the Dodgers about outfielder Mookie Betts, who could be a free agent after the 2020 season.
Coming up Friday, the last day of our residency in Miami ahead of Super Bowl 54. We'll take one last look at who we think will take home the Lombardi Trophy and, more importantly, best Super Bowl party snacks and dishes. Friday on Golic and Wingo, live from Miami. 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with people and answers you need for your health care needs. Visit careprohealthservices.com.
Snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
It's a showdown of unbeaten this Saturday afternoon on 107.5 FM. Hi, this is Scott Unanch. Join Steve Dozer and me Saturday at 3 as Class 4A number 2 Marion hosts number 3 rated center point Urbana. Both teams are unbeaten coming into this one, with the Indians leading the Eastern Division of the WOMAC and the Storm and Pointers on top of the West. Something will have to give on Saturday. That's girls WOMAC basketball presented by Hills Bank. Number 3 center pointer Bannett, number 2 Marion. Saturday at 3 on 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
A little after 5 o'clock, welcome back in Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, still on 107.5 FM as well, for those who continue asking on the First Federal Credit Union text line. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you for another hour here on a Thursday night as we gear up for Iowa and Maryland. 7:30 tip-off tonight at the Xfinity Center, game broadcast on the BTN, Maryland a 5.5-point favorite. And with us to discuss tonight's contest and a general look at the Big Ten, Jess Settles, the former Hawkeye basketball standout, current analyst for the BTN. Jess, there's no chance that this is another 67-49 blowout like the last time these two teams met, is there?
No chance of the blowout. I mean, Maryland's playing better since that game. I mean, Iowa took them to the woodshed. These are some of my favorite games to watch and cover because they're revenge games, and you have to imagine that Mark Turgeon is just all over his guys, reminding them the last couple of days what Iowa did to them in Iowa City without C.J. Frederick. So that was kind of a real test of Maryland's character. They could have folded after that blowout, but they've rebounded pretty nicely, had a nice win at Indiana the other night, and this is one of the biggest games of the year for them. But Iowa doesn't seem like they're backing down to anybody, and as long as you've got Luke Garza playing well, they're going to be in this game, and it should be a really good one.
We've talked all season long about what you just said, the sort of the mental toughness of this team, and it sounds like a cliche when we bring it up, but like you said, it doesn't seem like they back down to anybody. Is that something that you have seen? Is that something that's been apparent to you about this team all season long?
Yeah, without question. I mean, right from the get-go, you kind of thought this was going to be a rebuilding year. You lose Tyler Cook, you lose Moss, you lose Bear. The bad news about Bohannon over the summer that, you know, he has the surgery and he probably won't be back, and all those things. And you're like, who's going to step up? Who's going to be tough enough to raise their game to another level? You never can count on the freshmen. I mean, it's just something you just have to wait and see with them. But who knew Joe Wieskamp? You hoped that he would step up and become a star, and he has. Ryan Kreener's never played better. And then your young guys, Toussaint and Frederick, have been better than advertised. And obviously Luka Garza is the big story this year. When you have such a dominant player inside who can put up those type of numbers, even on a night where he's not playing well, it just gives everybody around him so much confidence. And then, you know, you come out early in the year and you kind of get run out of the gym at home by DePaul. And, you know, there's something clicked after that. I think it was maybe Bohannon's toughness and his unselfishness, sacrificing his body to come back and put this team in a position to have a good net ranking going into Big Ten play, knowing that he probably wasn't going to be with the team. And that caught fire in the locker room, and they've been able to win these close games. They screen well. They rebound well. And it's just it's been remarkable. It's a big surprise to me, to be honest with you.
What do you think's led to Garza's emergence this season as the force that we've seen him become?
I think Fran's just done a wonderful job of building his confidence, of teaching him how to just get better on the post. to be tougher. I mean, Fran's a Philly guy. Garza connects with him well. And so they've just done a wonderful job of giving him assignments over the summer on what to get better at. And then he goes back home and he works with his dad, Frank. And that's just been a wonderful formula. Coach McCaffrey's not a big bring out the chairs and the brooms and the cones and, you know, get better with those fundamentals. But he wants guys to play and compete, play one-on-one and just play basketball. He's not really into the kind of the guru stuff, but Garza does both. I mean, he competes at a high level. His practices are intense, and yet he's still one of those guys that just gets in the gym and works on those individual moves over and over and over again. And he's feeling better, and he's older, and it's just kind of like it used to be where guys would stick around and you would see them come in as freshmen, play hard, get better, get to know them, and now he's turned into a star, and it's been pretty neat to see.
I don't think a lot of people realize how big of a piece C.J. Frederick was until he missed those couple of games, but he's played outstanding as a redshirt freshman. What has impressed you the most about his game in his first year on the court?
I think the biggest thing is that he's very coachable. He's bought into the system. He's bought into his role. I mean, he'll tell you that Jordan Bohannon just poured into him over the last year and a half. The redshirt decision was really tough last year for him, but it was a wise decision with all the guys that we had last year on the team. And he just is a great listener, and he's just absorbing all this information. And honestly, he just wants the moment. He wants that shot. He's hit some huge shots. And we always celebrate these last second shots, and those are the ones that get on SportsCenter and BT and highlights and stuff. But the guys who can hit those shots in the last 2 or 3 minutes when things are just on the line, he seems to be one of those guys that just likes those momentum shots. He's already hit several big ones in his young career. He's made a huge difference. And in a year where the three-point shot, it's been interesting because teams aren't shooting it as well. They have not been able to adjust to pulling that three-point line out. You see a lot of great shooters who were shooting in the 40 percentile the last couple of years are now down in the low 30s. But Iowa seems like, you know, with Garza just taking up so much inside, Iowa has really excelled at the three-point shot, and CJ's been a big part of that. You got Wieskamp on the other side, Greener who can step out and shoot it. It just makes them pretty lethal, and it's very exciting, you know, as a former player, because on those nights when they're shooting it well, they're very difficult to beat, and CJ's been a big part of that.
Former Hawkeye standout Jeff Settles joining us, previewing Iowa and Maryland tonight at 7:30 on the BTN. Both teams 6-3 coming into this one. Who needs a win tonight more, Jess, in your opinion?
Well, it's been a crazy year. I think both teams would say it's them. You know, I would say who needs it more? I don't know. They both need it if they're going to stick around with Michigan State and win a Big Ten championship. And I think that's got to be the mentality. You don't, when you're in this situation at the halfway point, you don't just want to have a good year. You want to win a Big Ten championship. So both teams are right there in it. You always got to figure with injuries and sometimes suspensions and some bad luck that the teams at the top are going to lose a few more games. And so if you're Iowa, if you win this game tonight on the road, then your resume just gets just prettier and prettier. I mean, this would be a monster win for the Hawkeyes. And you got to shoot the ball well on the road. You got to rebound. You got to play with toughness. But nobody's really been able to stop Garza, including Maryland, the first game. And, I mean, he didn't play well against Wisconsin. And he still had 21 and 18, which is pretty remarkable.
With him, you mentioned the momentum shots, and it seems like every time this team needs a bucket, the other team makes a run, he can step out, he can bury a three or a mid-range jumper and just sort of get the momentum going. How demoralizing is that for another team when you're doing everything that you can to keep him out of the post and keep him from getting touches in the post, deep in the post, because you know that if he does, he's going to get 2 points. Then he steps out and makes a jump shot.
It's extremely demoralizing. That's a phenomenal point. That's what is so remarkable about his game. You know, the centers in the Big Ten this year are just outstanding. Every single night, there's a good to great inside player. And these guys are battling, and they're all fundamentally sound, and they're all tough. And Luka is just so good at getting position before the pass is made. And he's a great example for young players. He sprints the court and runs harder than anybody else, and then he just posts up as if his life depends on it, which gives him an advantage. But he's also able to step out and face you up, like you said, and that is just demoralizing for an opposing center because big guys are used to just battling in the paint, and they're used to protecting the rim. And then all these ball screen offenses now pull them away from the basket, and they've got to worry about hedging, and they've got to worry about switching. It puts a ton of pressure on them because they're not as athletic. Well, then, oh, by the way, if you've got to chase Garza around and you've got to come out on the perimeter and try to guard him, it causes a lot of stress for your defense. And Luka's not afraid to take the big shots either. It's not like he's just jacking them up for fun. I mean, these games, you know, like I said, another guy at the 3 to 4 minute mark of these games stepping out and hitting face-up jumpers. He couldn't be playing much better at this point in his career, and that face-up game is a lot of the reason why.
You mentioned the revenge game factor tonight for Maryland. Take me back to your days as a player. Is there a game that sticks out in your mind where maybe you guys got waxed the first time around and you really circled the calendar and took it to them the second meeting?
Geez, that's a great question. I mean, it was a different era from the standpoint that we always played everybody twice, maybe one team a year you only played once. So that was just a big part of the psyche of the Big Ten basketball back then. If somebody beat you, you just, you know, you wanted everything to get revenge on that team. And it was much more physical. Those revenge games were more physical. It just seemed like I'm trying to think specifically. We had some good battles with Illinois. It was such a big rivalry back then. The games were always physical, and obviously you'd never want to get swept by them when you were a player. But it's a little different now because of the schedule and the way it's set up and not playing everybody twice. But you have to imagine that Maryland is circling this one because, I mean, there were so many people nationally questioned the character of this team and the heart of this team after that Iowa game. And it's been nice. I mean, as a Big Ten fan, as an analyst, it's been nice to see them bounce back and play with a little bit of an edge. But you got to figure this thing is going to be I think this is going to be a classic. And if Iowa can weather that storm early, there's no reason they can't be right there in the end.
What about Sunday at Carver-Hawkeye Arena? Iowa takes on Illinois. And I'm looking at the hierarchy of the Big Ten right now, and I say why not have Illinois right there the way that they're playing? Iyo Dosunmu has been outstanding. I'm no NBA expert, but Kofi Coburn certainly looks like an NBA big. What do you make of that matchup?
It kind of feels like old times, right, where yep. You're just focusing on the size and the power and the strength of both these teams. Illinois has been they've been in a ton of battles, and Iyo Dosunmu has just been closing him out. I mean, they've been on the ropes several times during this win streak, but it's like if this game is close, Iyo just has that length and height to shoot over guys. He's made some big-time buckets down the stretch over the last couple of weeks. They have great depth. You talk about Kofi. Kofi's just so strong and so dominant, and he's still pretty raw, and he's going to only get better. But then Georgie Bishanisvili, who, you know, could get you 30 points last year, has really accepted his role and stepped out on the perimeter and has made life easier for Kofi. That's going to be a must-see game. And there's going to be so much on the line for that game. It's going to be great to see it. Just the Big Ten feels better to me when Indiana and Illinois, you know, are playing well. And Illinois struggled for quite a few years now, so it's nice to see them back. But that could be a phenomenal game. And just another game, you know, if Garza, for some reason, lights them up, then you've got to start talking about him as a Wooden Award, you know, right there in it, or National Player of the Year. I mean, if he can drop the 30 and 15 on those two guys in Illinois, then, you know, I think then he's going to be in the running for that. He already is. but that's going to really open up a lot of eyes.
He's got my vote for the Wooden Award at this point. Hey, before we let you go, we've talked a lot about Wisconsin's Brad Davison earlier in the program and the last couple days here, the one-game suspension coming down. Take us back to your time in the Big Ten. Who was maybe a guy or two that you can think back that played that sort of villain role really well?
Oh, boy.
You played with one. Jacob Jakes was on the team. I don't want you to throw a teammate under the bus there, but a guy that maybe you knew going up against, played with a little bit of an edge, almost too much of an edge.
I just don't know. I mean, I would have to think about that. I will say this. It was a different time, and that stuff just didn't bother us like it does today. It was just, we grew up with the Knicks and the Pistons and Michael Jordan having to overcome Bill Laimbeer and John Sally and Dennis Rodman and Pat Riley, you know, going up against Phil Jackson. And it was just, it was so much more physical, and there were so many more elbows, and there were, you know, guys who were shoving and swinging all the time. So that was kind of the mentality. I don't ever remember anybody being injured or anybody having their careers altered. It just was part of the game. So, I mean, some of these guys who are a little chippier today would have probably fit in better back then. So it's never something that bothered me as a player back then. But now, obviously, with all the replay and those things, you just can't get away with it. And you're just gonna have to sit. We've seen it a few times, but I don't remember anybody specifically that I just hated to play against and just thought they were trying to injure you all the time.
Jess, great stuff as always. We appreciate it, and enjoy the game tonight coming up in just a few hours. The Hawkeyes in Maryland should be a good one.
It should be a good one. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Jess Settles. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Jess Settles Hoop.
When he was going through that monologue there, I just have those videos of like the 1990s NBA where guys were just throwing punches and kicking each other.
The bad boys, the Pistons. I'm going to need a ruling on this. Did we just remember some guys with Jess Settles? We just had Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer, yeah.
We went down memory. We just remembered some guys. We're on a real
remember
string.
Remember that guy. Well, that's the segment, right?
Has
it been passed up to the sales staff yet?
Jess Settles joining us, as always, absolute pleasure getting caught up with him, and very politically correct answer.
Yeah.
He didn't want to throw anybody under the bus. I appreciate his appreciation for what's coming Sunday at Carver Hawkeye Arena, because having grown up even further into eastern Iowa than this portion of the state, Iowa, Illinois was always a big deal in the far eastern part of the state. And this is a rivalry that goes back now 30 years, even beyond that, but really ratcheted up in intensity in the mid to late 80s. And it's been a while since both of these teams, both of these programs have been playing at a high caliber. And this is going to be a high caliber showdown coming Sunday at Carver Hawkeye. Completely sold out. If you don't have a ticket, you're either going to have to get one on the secondary market or figure out a way to watch it someplace with your friends. But this should be a great game between two teams playing really good basketball with some really talented players. I agree with you on Kofi Coburn. Everybody knows in Champaign and Urbana what you're going to get in Luka Garza. This should be sort of a classic Big Ten battle. And the question is, will Iowa be coming in with a six-game winning streak, or will the Hawkeyes be licking their wounds after a loss to Maryland?
Well, I think if they're licking their wounds, it's going to make it even more interesting, because it's sort of one of those games where Iowa is fighting for their lives to kind of stay in that top four category, to try to get that double bye going into the Big Ten tournament. Now, I know that there would still be a little less than half of the Big Ten schedule remaining, but you just can't afford to drop a bunch of games, and they would be wanting to not just slide into a two-game losing streak for the first time since the beginning of the conference play. But either way, I am extremely excited to see that matchup, because I think both teams are pretty similar. Illinois is incredibly talented, and they're young, but they don't play young at times. You've seen guys like like Ayo Dosunmu now for a year plus, and he's not playing like a sophomore. He looks like a junior or a senior out there, the way that he's closing out games down the stretch. And like you said, Kofi Coburn is a beast, an absolute beast in the post. And I agree 100% with Jess Settles. If Luka Garza goes out and scores 30 and pulls in 15 rebounds against Illinois, that is when the National Player of the Year talk even goes to another level. It's already there, but if he does it against Illinois, that's sort of the last check mark of who can possibly stop him. If Illinois can't stop him, I don't think anybody can.
Again, both of these teams 6-3 in the Big Ten coming in to tonight. Maryland 16-4, Iowa 15-5. So you got 6-3 teams. Rutgers is 7-3 at the moment. Illinois has played one fewer game, so the Fighting Illini 7-2, and Michigan State, after last night's victory over Northwestern, 8-2 atop the conference with sole possession of first place. 7:30 tip-off tonight at the Xfinity Center. BTN broadcast Iowa and Maryland. The Hawkeyes about a 5.5-point underdog at the moment, and we'll continue to get you ready for this one. Of course, have a full recap on tomorrow's program. Also coming up on Friday's show, the one and only Lee Sterling stopping by to help us prepare for the Super Bowl this weekend. He'll have some thoughts on the game, the total, and perhaps even a few of the prop bets that he will be playing this weekend. So you're not going to want to miss Lee with us. Plus, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com will join us inside tomorrow's big hour. So it's Thursday. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but join us tomorrow as we've got a great show planned for you. Stick around, because before we get off the air tonight at 6 o'clock, we still have an opportunity for you to take home tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin, along with Bones UK, coming to the U.S. Cellular Center February 15th as part of the Winter 2020 Tour. Those tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You can buy them at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, or, yes, continue listening to this show for your chance to win them. We'll give you an opportunity to do so sooner rather than later. Hint, hint. Stick around. More on the way after this.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is a trip to the Home Depot's Days of Doing bath event. Like vanities up to 40% off, faucets from only $49, plus a wide selection of online bath products. Can't make the trip? We can deliver. It's a good time to be a doer and a saver. Now, at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Save big money on all of your home improvement projects at Menards. Right now, save on all in-stock Lithonia lighting, recessed housing, and trims. They're all on sale. Pick up a 6-inch new construction recessed housing that features airtight construction and built-in push-in connectors for easy wiring. Just $4.99 each after rebate. Get it now at Menards. Price is good through Saturday, February 1st.
Save big money at Menards.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chestnut shell.
Get a great deal on a 2020 Pilot from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
See dealer for financing details based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
The Iowa Attorney General's office has dedicated a hotline for survivors of clergy abuse. Advocates are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. through 4:30 p.m. to take confidential reports and refer survivors to resources. Know that you are not alone. Your story could help us better understand the issue and what actions to take. To make a confidential report, call 855-620-7000 or visit iowaattorneygeneral.gov.
Sponsored by the Office of the Iowa Attorney General and aired in cooperation with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart 263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in at 5:28. Can't give you the cue to call just yet because I feel like that would not be truth in advertising. I said 5:30 tonight. So hang with us for just a few more minutes. We'll give you an opportunity to take home tickets to see Korn and Breaking Benjamin, but don't call just yet. Buttons don't even pay any attention to the phone if it rings. There we go. Problem solved. We'll busy up the lines until it's time. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Let's get a big board update.
The 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes have a showdown in College Park with number 15 Maryland tonight. The two teams met back on January 10th as Iowa pummeled the Terrapins 67-49 in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes look for the season sweep and to move ahead of Maryland in the Big Ten standings as both teams currently hold identical 6-3 league records. The Iowa State men's upset bid over number one Baylor was foiled about midway through the second half of last night's game in Ames. Baylor led Iowa State by just 5 points with 12 minutes remaining when they proceeded to go on a 17-2 run to stretch out their lead to 20 points and sweep their season series over the Cyclones. The loss drops Iowa State to 9-11 overall and 2-5 in the Big 12. The UNI men finish off an absolutely dominant season sweep over Missouri State last night with a 95-66 win at the McLeod Center. A.J. Green was magnificent, scoring 27 points and hauling in 6 rebounds as the Panthers moved to 18-3 on the season and, more importantly, 7-2 in the MVC, which puts them all alone in first place in the league at the moment. The Panthers outscored Missouri State by a combined 52 points in the two meetings this season. The Iowa women are at Penn State tonight for a 6 p.m. tip-off, just over a half hour away from that one getting underway in State College. Penn State is 7-13 on the season. The Hawkeyes are looking for their 9th straight win.
Happy 90th birthday today to legendary high school basketball coach Norman Dale. It's actually the guy who plays Norman Dale. Gene Hackman, 90 years old today and still going strong. I don't know if there's
Did you just say Gene Hackman is 90 years old?
Is that not surprising?
Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's not surprising that he's still alive. It's surprising that he's 90 years old.
That is shocking, yes.
I could do an entire hour on actors that I appreciate the hell out of, but I am having a hard time coming up with one that has had more movies that I've enjoyed than Gene Hackman over the course of his career. Hoosiers being a top five Gene Hackman movie, but I've always loved The Royal Tenenbaums. I thought he was fantastic in that. He was in Unforgiven. He was great in Mississippi Burning. He played Lex Luthor in the Superman movies. And Popeye Doyle in The French Connection. Gene Hackman, the pride of Danville, Illinois, along with Dick Van Dyke and former Cedar Rapids sports anchor Andy Garman. There's an Arby's in Danville, Illinois, off Interstate 74 that is essentially a shrine to Gene Hackman and Dick Van Dyke. Not both of the Van Dyke brothers. For some reason, Jerry doesn't get a whole lot of love at this particular Arby's, but it was one of the more bizarre things. I remember we stopped there many, many years ago on our way to Indiana for basketball or football or something. This is when I was at the Daily Iowan, and we walked in, and there's just pictures everywhere of Gene Hackman inside a fast food restaurant. But they're very proud of him in his hometown. We got people coming in with the Gene Hackman movie roles and quotes now on the First Federal Credit Union text line. Don't forget, you
I'm shook. I did not know he was 90 years old.
Is he still? I'm trying to think of the last time that I saw him in a movie. I know he's doing voiceover stuff. I think he's been retired for quite some time, but he's still alive and kicking. He's in The Replacements. It's a long list of the guy. I mean, the guy's been making movies or was making movies for several decades. The First Federal Credit Union text line, firstfedcu.com/KGYM. Your opportunity to learn more about how opening a new checking account at First Federal can earn you $200. We appreciate their sponsorship of the text line. I got a text, speaking of, during our segment with Jess Settles in the last 30 minutes. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com letting me know that we did not have success in getting a former football player lined up tomorrow, getting ready for the draft. One in particular who hails from Edwardsville, Illinois. He shall remain nameless. But we will instead talk Hawkeye hoops with the one and only Bobby Hansen on the program tomorrow at 5 o'clock inside the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. So tune in tomorrow after 5 o'clock. It will be Alex and me along with Rob and Bobby Hansen, of course, looking back on whatever happens tonight in Maryland. The Hawkeyes are a 5.5 point, 4.5, 5.5 point underdog to Maryland tonight at the Xfinity Center. 319-366-1600. I know we did Would Ya earlier this week, but I had kind of a fun one earlier today. If you follow me on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, did you happen to see the Mike Tyson?
Yeah, I did see that one.
Would Ya? Boxing History is a Twitter handle that I follow, and I'm not like a hardcore boxing fan, but I appreciate the history of that sport. It's nowhere near what it used to be. And the boxing's golden era is long in the rearview mirror, but it was a compilation of all of Mike Tyson's knockouts. And I watched that, and after about 2 minutes of just seeing him knock guys senseless, I asked on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, many of you engaged, and thank you for that, if it meant you never had to worry about money again for the rest of your life, I'm talking generational money, that you're taken care of, and your kids are taken care of, and their kids, your grandchildren, never have to worry about money for the rest of their life. Would you take one punch from in his prime Mike Tyson? You're standing still. We're talking young 20-year-old, 21-year-old Mike Tyson. In his prime, you got to take one punch from the most ruthless boxer of the quote-unquote modern era.
This sort of goes back to the question of, like, would you die for your family's sake, right?
Because generally, you never have to worry about money again.
I would not survive.
A number of people said he could possibly break your neck.
He would absolutely break your neck as somebody who is an untrained person, not ready to take hits from somebody who hits harder than any human being on the face of the planet. And if you did survive, I feel like you'd have irreparable brain damage from that hit.
7-Eleven says they'd take 50 punches for lifetime-changing money. Money makes people do some very strange things. Do I survive, asks 3877. Well, I can't guarantee you the outcome that you want in that situation. That's part of the risk. You have to view it as, I don't know what's going to happen. And
no.
My friend Brendan earlier today said, is this like a Brad Davison? Like, is he knocking you in the twig and berries? And I was like, let's keep it above the, I can guarantee you it's above the belt.
Like a body shot?
I still don't think I would take a body.
No, I don't think so either.
You're going into organ failure.
Yeah, you break a rib or lose a...
Yeah. In his prime, Tyson, one punch, generational money. You never have to worry about anything monetarily again the rest of your life. All you need to do is take a punch from Mike Tyson. And most of the people responding said they wouldn't do it. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. 319-366-1600 if you want to reach out to us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. So coming up on the program tomorrow, we're previewing the Super Bowl with Matt Verderam of FanSided. We've got Lee Sterling from Odds and Ends stopping by Paramount Sports. The segment is Odds and Ends, and then Bobby Hansen and Rob Howe inside the 5 o'clock hour. The question is, are we going to be recapping an Iowa victory, or is Maryland going to figure out now, with the benefit of hindsight, 2.5, 3 weeks, to look back on that absolute beatdown at Carver-Hawkeye Arena? Will Maryland figure out a way to get it done tonight?
I like Maryland in this game, but I'm not ruling out Iowa and their ability to sort of shell shock this Maryland team that's been a little bit up and down. Now they've been playing better basketball as of late, but I don't know about them. It's sort of the reason why I look at the conference right now, and I'm not sold that there's a great team, because Maryland looks like they have some of the ingredients to be a great team. But after that game at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, a lot of folks who follow the sport were wondering, what was that? What was wrong with them that night? Why did they look so hapless in Iowa City? So I'm not fully sold on them. I think that they have some good players, but I just have seen too many duds from them this season to not think that maybe Luka Garza and the physicality that Iowa plays with gives them some problems.
One of two Big Ten games on tap tonight, and it should interest Iowa fans. The other team playing is the one that's coming to Carver-Hawkeye Arena on Sunday, Illinois, at home in Champaign at the State Farm Center, with Minnesota coming to town. The Illini are about a 6-point favorite over the Gophers there. I can't see Illinois losing that game. I think there's a major talent discrepancy between the Fighting Illini and the Gophers. And
do they cover that 6?
I think they do. I think they do. 366-1600. So we got some Big Ten games on tap tonight. We look back on Iowa State and you and I earlier in the 4 o'clock hour. Things are not shaping up very well at this point in time for Steve Prohm and the Iowa State basketball program. You and I, meanwhile, continues to win games. Does that matter at this point in a league that most people view as being a one-bid league this year? It doesn't hurt. Every win continues to build your resume, but you're going to be right there on the chopping block. They're 49 in the net rankings right now, so the margin for error is slim to none. And that's, I mean, what are the odds that they don't lose another game between now and the MVC tournament in March in St. Louis? Pretty slim. I mean, look at the parity in the league. I wouldn't think Illinois State would knock off Drake in Normal last night, but it happened. And you saw Indiana State was a basket away from beating Drake in Terre Haute last night. Those are two teams that are sort of in the middle of the MVC, still trying to be in the hunt for a regular season crown. So I guess the point I'm trying to make, there's some good basketball being played in the state of Iowa right now. Unfortunately, you can't necessarily say Iowa State's in that conversation at the moment.
No, you actually can say that they're not in that conversation, and not to pile on Iowa State, but I thought that they would be. I thought they'd have a chance to be in that spot, and it's just been disappointing. They've had a very disappointing season, and maybe we shouldn't have just sort of penciled in that some of these transfers were going to help them right away, and we shouldn't have penciled in that Michael Jacobson was going to be able to have another good year like he had last year. Just hasn't come together. We underestimated how much they lost, and what they brought in, Prentice Nixon hasn't panned out at all. And what they brought in was not even close to making up for what they lost, clearly.
We also touched on, out of the gates tonight, the Big Ten's decision to suspend Brad Davison. Greg Gard, Wisconsin's coach, saying that he was surprised by that move and he doesn't agree with the decision. I don't know how you can be surprised, but I think if you're going to be surprised, maybe be surprised that it was only one game.
I don't get that at all.
Is a one game suspension a deterrent for somebody who has a history of doing this and most likely will do it again later
on
down
the
line?
Because how many one game suspensions did Grayson Allen get during his career at Duke? And did it deter him? No, it didn't. It just sometimes certain players, it's what they do. They can't control their emotions. They play that way. It's not fun for anybody. It's a crappy way of playing, and it's a crappy way of carrying out your business and playing a Division I sport. But it's how some guys play, and I feel like until you really bring the hammer down on a guy like that, they're going to keep doing very shady things on a basketball court, which is what Brad Davison has always done.
We have a developing story on Tom Brady's Twitter feed at the moment, because moments ago, the Patriots quarterback tweeted out, without a caption, a photo of him apparently in street clothes walking through the tunnel at Gillette Stadium with no caption, and Twitter is losing its mind. What does it mean? Does it mean that Tom Brady is gone? That this is him sort of signaling that he's walking away from the Patriots? Is it Tom Brady playing mind games? Does any of this matter because there will be two quarterbacks competing for a Super Bowl on Sunday and neither one of them is named Tom Brady? Should we be talking more about Jimmy Garoppolo and Patrick Mahomes right now than Tom Brady? But expect this to be a huge topic of conversation tomorrow on ESPN's national programming. Tom Brady with the cryptic Twitter post at 5:36. So not even 10 minutes ago, it's already been retweeted almost 2,000 times and liked 9,600 times in under 10 minutes.
The big question, is that even Gillette Stadium in the picture?
You're going to have to do more detective work on that eye. He's very clearly in street clothes.
Yes, he is.
He's not in uniform, and there's no caption. Just that picture, and people are absolutely going bonkers. 319-366-1600. We can finish up here pretty strong, but I did say tune in at 5:30 for your chance to win those tickets. I was going to do it at 5:28, didn't feel that was fair to everybody, and now here we are with all the yickety and the yackety. 5:45, go ahead and take the phone lines, take the busy button off the phone lines. Caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600, lest I be accused of baiting anybody and dragging this out. Caller number 6, you're going to take home a pair of tickets to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK, all three coming to the U.S. Cellular Center on February 15th. It's Korn's 2020 winter tour, and you can be there if you're caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600. As a reminder, these tickets are on sale, have been on sale for quite some time at Ticketmaster.com. If you don't already have yours, you can get them there. You can also stop by the U.S. Cellular Center box office in downtown Cedar Rapids to pick them up. Or if you don't win tonight, Buttons has one more pair of tickets. He's holding them back for tomorrow's program, and we're going to give them away after we chat with Iowa basketball color commentator Bobby Hansen tomorrow on the program.
I just can't get over. I can't get over this Tom Brady thing. Did you see the rumors all day that he was running around Nashville looking for houses and schools for his kids to attend. I know that some people have said it's true, some people have said it's not true, but hopefully we'll have more developments on that tomorrow.
As WNML, the sports animal in Knoxville, Tennessee, weighed in on. It's about a 2.5-3 hour drive between Knoxville and Nashville, so maybe they don't exactly have their finger on the pulse of Nashville and the Tennessee Titans, but do we have an inside source there?
I don't know. The Tom internet Brady is in a rough place right now.
Titans uniform. They're very clearly moving on from Marcus Mariota. There was some speculation that maybe Marcus Mariota would be a good fit for the Chicago Bears if they wanted to test the waters post Mitchell Trubisky, if they're going to pull the plug. Tom Brady in any other uniform other than the New England Patriots would be extremely strange. And I don't know. He wants to continue playing. I don't think New England is all that keen on him continuing to play in a Patriots uniform, although Robert Kraft loves that guy like he's his own son.
Is Brady this a way to try to get a contract extension from Robert Kraft? Is he leveraging here?
People speculating now he's joining The Athletic. I love anytime anybody has anything going on social media as far as an announcement or a hint at anything, it's that they're joining The Athletic. I love 2020. 319-366-1600. Again, we've got our winner. Congratulations to Chris in Monticello. He's going to be making the drive down Highway 151 on February 15th to see Korn, Breaking Benjamin, and Bones UK at the Cell Center coming up in just about a little over 2 weeks. Get those Valentines purchased and ready. Make your plans. Valentine's the 14th. It's a Friday night this year, so the 15th, the night of that particular concert. Going to be a Saturday night. Should be a fun time in downtown Cedar Rapids. I miss Valentine's. Valentine's is...
What do you mean you miss it? You don't celebrate
like,
it?
Well, you know, when you were a kid, you got Valentine's at school, and everybody had to get everybody else candy or cards. Nowadays, I don't know whether they even do it anymore, celebrate it anymore, because a lot of times schools don't even let you bring outside snacks in because of the allergies and all of that. But when you were a kid, Valentine's Day, you got almost as much candy on Valentine's Day as you did on Halloween.
So you're telling me you missed the Valentine's Day party that you had in school?
Yeah, and I'm also not above going to the store and buying myself some Valentine's candy.
Like the chocolate hearts?
I'm more of a sweet tooth guy. I'm more of a sugary, gimme. Jelly beans are an Easter thing, but I've seen them a lot in the Valentine's candy section. They got to be red, obviously, for Valentine's Day, but I don't associate jelly beans with Valentine's Day, but there was a whole aisle full of them today when I may or may not have been looking at them after picking up the cupcakes for the birthday party tonight.
So you have a birthday party and Valentine's Day all coming up. You're busy.
The birthday party is for a stuffed animal.
Are you going to buy Valentine's Day for Bingo, the stuffed animal? Or Valentine's card for Bingo?
Don't give my son any ideas at this point. 319-366-1600. We got the pizza party and cupcakes to look forward to tonight when we get home. And
who's blowing out the candles?
Not the bear. We don't want any fire marshal being called on us. So it's probably going to be my son, and then he will settle in front of the TV and enjoy Iowa basketball. He'll be wanting to watch something else, but we will watch Iowa basketball tonight, because it's part of what Dad does for work, and he understands that. He also enjoys Iowa. He's going to be disappointed. I don't think Herky makes too many road trips.
No. Nope.
So he'll be looking for him on TV tonight and not seeing him, but he will be seeing Luca Garza. I guess the nice thing about tonight's game is Frank Garza, Luca's dad, doesn't really have to go out of his way to make it to the Xfinity Center, because it's in their neck of the woods. So that's a little bit of a homecoming. I know you touched on that on Love It or Leave It earlier today, but I'm trying to remember the game that he had against Maryland. It wasn't a bad game.
Are you talking about the first time these two teams played?
Yeah.
I want to say that he and Joe Wieskamp scored all but like 5 points or something ridiculous like that.
See, if Maryland makes a makes an adjustment tonight, then I think this is going to be an interesting basketball game.
If they can make a shot, that's the thing. They were awful offensively in that game. It was they could not make anything in that game. I'm looking at the box score as we speak, but Luka Garza had 21 points. Joe Wieskamp had 26. The Maryland Terrapins were shot 4 of 22 from beyond the arc and 17 of 52 from the field, 32%. I just have a feeling they're going to be much better than that tonight.
They are going to be knocking down shots tonight at a slightly more successful clip than that. I completely agree with you. 37-39 on the text line says Wieskamp is going to blow up. The Hawks are firing on all cylinders and they win by 10 tonight. I'll put my feet to the fire here and hold off on predicting the outcome of the game until we come back after this. More on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-253-3660. 1-800-253-3660.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Friends, let's talk about Daniel. A year ago, he resolved to stop putting off what he wanted to do, get into information technology. Daniel enrolled in My Computer Career and is now already a few months into his IT career. Make 2020 your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online just 2 times a week. It ain't rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
All right. I will say this. This is not exactly a hot take, but I think it's a one-possession game at the end of the contest tonight. So Iowa's getting 5.5 points. I'm not saying Iowa wins. I'm not saying Iowa loses. But I'm saying it's a three-point ball game during the final possession. Does that qualify for at least sharing what I think is going to happen tonight and being as vague as possible so that tomorrow I can come in here and do what most people on sports talk radio do, and that's take a victory lap even when I'm wrong?
I think you're satisfying a certain group of listeners.
Okay. I will. CJ Frederick did not play the last time, and Iowa completely blew them out. I don't think they have an answer for Garza this time around either. The problem for me is that in looking back at that box score, Maryland had a very poor shooting night.
And I was wrong. Garza and Wieskamp scored 47 of Iowa's 67 points. But still, they had to do all the heavy lifting.
Big Ten teams are starting to win on the road. I think the Hawkeyes are going to make a game of it tonight. It's going to be a one-possession game at the end, and I will leave it at that. Coming up for you tomorrow, we preview the Super Bowl with Matt Verderam of FanSided. We also get the perspective of the one and only Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports with a very special Super Bowl edition of Odds and Ends. And then Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com along with us, bringing Bobby Hansen, the former Hawkeye basketball standout and color commentator on the Hawkeye Radio Network. It's all coming your way tomorrow after 4 o'clock. Talk to you then.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips.